This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joining us live this morning, Mary Cacado is a health and science reporter for ABC. We're talking about the CDC's announcement yesterday, changing the childhood immunization schedule. Mary, thanks for being with us. What exactly is changing for kids going forward?
Yeah, so the Federal Health Agency, the CDC, is removing the universal recommendations for multiple shots in what it is calling an attempt to mirror the schedules of peer countries. So instead of universally recommending a number of vaccines for almost all children at a certain age, vaccines are now being split into three categories: vaccines for all children, vaccines for certain high-risk groups, and vaccines based on shared clinical decision-making, which is a term that the CDC uses to imply that parents can talk to their doctor about what kids they should be getting vaccines for, what age, and whether or not they should be doing it at all. So some of the vaccines that are no longer being universally recommended include flu, COVID, and hepatitis. And for all children, no vaccine is being recommended as long as you're not high risk before the age of 2 months. So it is a really stark contrast between the old schedule and the new schedule.
And the timing of this is really most interesting because there is so much flu going around right now. And I mean, could this new schedule increase the spread of flu?
There is a potential. We're not sure yet, but it is true. Flu is increasing dramatically every week. There are a number of cases, 11 million cases, according to the most recent estimates from CDC, 120,000 hospitalizations so far this season, which is a 48% increase from the number of hospitalizations that were being reported last week, 5,000 deaths, and at least 9 pediatric deaths so far this season. So if parents choose to not get their children vaccinated against the flu, maybe being influenced by this new recommendation, there is a potential for more spread. Flu is incredibly contagious, and we haven't even reached the peak yet. So definitely lots of concern.
Yeah, what are doctors saying about this, and what type of confusion might it cause for kids who are going through their normal vaccine series right now?
So there's definitely lots of confusion that doctors are expecting parents to have. Basically, pediatricians are saying that this schedule was changed without the consultation of experts in pediatrics, infectious diseases, and public health. They're saying that this undermines transparency and scientific rigor. And they're saying that the American healthcare system is unique. The specific patterns of disease are different in the United States compared to other countries. Access to healthcare is different in the United States compared to other countries. So they're saying that it's not really a one-to-one ratio to have a schedule in the U.S. that's the same as other countries. You need one that's very specific to the United States. And parents hearing conflicting messages from the top public health experts compared to maybe what they're hearing from their family doctor could lead to lots of confusion about what vaccines their kids should be getting.
You know, I'm wondering, this is on the federal level with the CDC. Could states go around this and come up with their own recommendations?
There is definitely the possibility for states to come up with their own recommendations. You already have organizations like the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is broken from the CDC as late as last year. They were saying that they're no longer going to follow the childhood immunization schedule put out by the CDC. They were going to have their own childhood immunization schedule that parents could follow. We're already seeing a number of professional medical organizations breaking. States are aligning themselves with a lot of these professional medical organizations. So you could see many, many cases in which local state-level providers are saying to parents that they should follow the American Academy of Pediatrics schedule rather than the CDC schedule.
That's a lot of different information. You know, which schedule should I go on? Has anyone, you know, asked just parents or, you know, normal people of what they want? Because I kind of feel like most parents just want a doctor or someone they trust to tell them what's best, because we don't have time to research every single little, you know, recommendation that doctors make or a go with one versus the other. It's a lot of confusion out there. You kind of want an authority that you can trust to have this in their hands.
And that's why lots of public health experts out there are saying that really the best thing that parents can do if they're hearing all this conflicting information about schedules is just to talk to their doctor, whether that's their pediatrician, that's their family health care provider. Have a sit-down conversation about any concerns that they have, about what vaccines their child should be getting and what age, and their pediatrician can really break down what they should be getting or when they should be getting it, because every child can be different. So speaking to someone that you really trust and someone that knows your family, knows your child, is really the best course of action.
All right. Well, hey, Mary, thanks so much. Learned a lot here this morning and still a lot of confusion, but thank you very, very much for joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.